All right, folks, welcome back to Wake Up Winning. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's be real, hitting that snooze button can feel like a superpower sometimes, right? But here's the thing, those extra minutes of sleep might actually be doing more harm than good if they leave you feeling groggy and sluggish. We all know that feeling, a drag through the morning, stumbling around like a zombie trying to find the coffee pot. Today, we're tackling how to get out of bed feeling refreshed and ready to conquer your day. It's not about miracles, it's about building habits that make waking up something you actually look forward to. Trust me, it's totally possible. So, what are some key things to remember? First, let's talk sleep quality. We're not just talking about hours here, folks, we're talking about deep, restorative sleep. Think of your body like a high-performance car, it needs the right fuel and maintenance to run smoothly. A consistent sleep schedule is essential, even on weekends. It helps regulate your body's natural rhythm, making those morning wake-up calls less painful. Ever felt like you're running on fumes after a weekend of sleeping in? Yeah, that's your internal clock throwing a tantrum. Speaking of fuel, what you eat and drink before bed matters too. Cut back on caffeine and alcohol late in the day, they can seriously mess with your sleep cycle. Think about it like this. Would you put low-grade gas in your fancy sports car? Probably not. Treat your body with respect by giving it nutritious food and plenty of water throughout the day, but dial back those stimulants closer to bedtime. Now, let's talk environment. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary for sleep, dark, cool, and quiet. Think about investing in blackout curtains, a white noise machine, or even earplugs if needed. Ever try falling asleep in a noisy city? Not easy, right? Creating the right atmosphere can make a world of difference. Next up, morning light. Natural sunlight is your best friend when it comes to waking up feeling refreshed. Think about it, those rays help signal to your body that it's time to get moving and be alert. So, open those curtains wide as soon as you wake up or take a short walk outside. It's like hitting the reset button on your day. And finally, don't underestimate the power of movement. Even light exercise in the morning can boost your energy levels and improve your mood. Think about it. Ever feel more energized after a good workout? That's because you're getting your blood flowing and releasing endorphins. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, just a few stretches or some jumping jacks can make a difference. Let me tell you a quick story that perfectly illustrates this. My friend Sarah used to hit snooze like it was her job. She'd drag herself out of bed, grumpy and tired all morning. But then she started implementing these simple changes. She went to bed earlier, created a relaxing bedtime routine, and made sure her bedroom was dark and cool. She also started waking up early just for 15 minutes to do some yoga stretches in the sunlight. The results were amazing. She woke up feeling more energized, her mood improved, and she even had more time in the morning to enjoy a cup of coffee and read the news before starting her day. It's all about those small changes that create big impacts. So remember, folks, waking up refreshed doesn't have to be a mythical dream. By prioritizing sleep quality, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and incorporating these simple habits into your morning, you can transform your mornings from a drag to a delight. And that's the Wake Up Winning mentality: small steps, big changes. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little morning motivation. And leave a review if you found it helpful, it really helps us spread the winning vibes. Until tomorrow, keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.